The topic before us this morning is my home, my treasure. My home is my treasure. That's the topic of the Covenant Women Week. I don't know of you. My home is my treasure. I don't know of you, women. My home is my treasure. Because if your home is not your treasure, then you can have another treasure for yourself. And in introducing before I got born again and in the early part of my Christendom, I love jewelry. When I say I love jewelry, I love jewelry. Maybe because when I was growing up, my mother don't believe much on it. Early in the morning, on Sunday morning, you'll be looking for what to put on your hair. Okay, you take this. Okay, so when I started working, I believe what I can use my money for was jewelry. And I did it to a fault. As a teacher then, I will buy a jewelry that I will pay for the next 12 months. You know, when they bring it, they deceive you. Don't worry, you don't need to pay all. My salary then was about 3,500. But I can buy a jewelry of 20-something thousand. Is that not crazy? And I will be paying. And eventually, that you like it or not, it will affect the home finance. It will affect every aspect of finance at home. When I wake up in the morning, it has turned to be an idol. Something that I will pay for 1 year. I will quickly check where it is before saying, Father, thank you for waking me up. And there was a day I was looking for my ring. You need to know somebody that can spend as much on the jewelry. You can imagine the ring I will be using. And one rolled off. And I started sweating. I started looking for it. Why? Because that is my treasure. That is what I put my heart in. We have so many things that we take as our own treasure. And at the end of the day, if you are not careful, they will become small God. And you will put God second. But if we are very, very careful and we make sure that whatever we are appreciating, whatever we take very important in our life is godly. I searched for the meaning of treasure and I saw that it's something very important to you, something you hold dearly. What is very important to you, women? What do you hold dearly? Is it money? Job or your career? Your business? Party? Aremishetua. Ashwebi. Or jewelry like me then? You just believe that you must have silver, you must have gold, you must have black, red, and everything so that any dress you wear will go with it. You don't care about children's school fees. You don't care about helping the home. You just want to have a reputation in the society at the expense of your home. My home, my treasure. In discussing this topic, I want us to use this acronym to bring our discussion home. I'm going to use VIP, very important personality. VIP. We are going to spell it out, and we are going to use it to discuss what we can do to help us to take our home as our treasure. The first one is V, which is value. Value your home. Something you value is highly regarded. You highly regard something you value. You think too much of what you value. Remember what I told you about the earring and my chain and everything? I normally put them beside my bed. And as I wake up, I will check it. Are you there? You think too much of it. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, can we complete it? There your heart will be. If you don't take your home as your treasure, definitely your heart will not be there. Your heart will be on how to make money. Your heart will be what function you are having this Saturday, party or birthday or whatever. Your heart will be in too much. When you buy pink, you must wear, I knowingly went for pink this morning. So that some people, that is the way they want to look like in every moment. Not knowing that when you are bringing up children, there are some sacrifices to make. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What is your high value? Do you treasure your home? That's a personal question to every one of us. Is your heart always in your home, wherever you are, thinking about it? We all remember Abigail. Abigail valued her home. And that was why when the husband misbehaved, despite the description of the man, a normal woman now would think that man is not worth dying for. A man that will go out and will come back drunk. Somebody that has gotten drunk cannot do anything reasonable. But still, Abigail valued her home. He took up gift in order to appease David, so that David will not kill useless, in quote, husband. But remember, the husband you can't useless today can be responsible tomorrow. You can be proud of him if you manage the situation well. If you value your home, nobody is useless. He went to appease. And he met with the favor with David. David did not kill the husband, but unfortunately, when he heard what happened, he was very, very afraid. And that took his life. Valuing our home as a treasure. VIP. The I, invest. Build up your home by investing in it. Proverbs 14:1 says, the wise woman build her home. The foolish pull it down with her own hands. You see, when you read this passage, you will be praising yourself. I can't pull my home down. If you don't sit to think, if you don't meditate on that passage, on that verse, because there are so many things that we women, we do, that if we are not careful, we are pulling our homes down. My advice this morning is that we should invest in our home by supporting at home financially if we can. There's an adage in the town now. My husband's money, our money. My money is my money. I don't know whether you've heard it. If I get salary, I spend it on myself. But when my husband gets his salary, he must bring his home for us. That is a selfish statement. We should try as much as possible to try and be of help At home, invest at home. There are some things that you can do. You don't wait until our husband will come before we do it. Whatever we choose to invest in, let's try as much as possible to look at it, whether they are godly. If they are not godly, it will not last. And eventually, it will not make the home the way we want it to be. Invest in supporting your husband's career, if need be. Invest in supporting his job, his business, his ministry, and any endeavor that he is laying his hand on. Proverbs 31, 23. Who can just give me often? Proverbs 31, verse 3. Nobody. Women, it's a common verse that we should, it's a common chapter that we should be reading almost every day to help us to know that we are no slave. Some women call themselves slaves. No, you are only being active. Better created than men. Sorry, sirs. Because when a man is reading a paper, he can't do any other thing. When he's watching the television, if you are calling his attention, he won't answer you. But a woman can be cooking, washing, doing assignment with the children, and doing... Clap for yourself. Proverbs 31, verse 23 says, his husband is known at the gate when he sits among the elders. When you take your home as your treasure, if you highly regard your home, if you have decided to invest in your home, it will show upon your husband, it will show upon your children. By the time people are praising your husband, there's somebody behind that husband. He cannot do it alone, because if you don't give him peace at home, he dare not be able to present himself well in the society. Invest in training your children. There is a lot of investment in training the children. It's not always by corporal punishment. Some people, their way of disciplining or training their children is bam, bam. Even not with any other thing, with the hand that you use to bless. You use it to bang all the time. When you want to train the children, when you really want to invest, if you want to discipline a child, you too will go and think the best way to discipline that child. Ask from God, this child has done this. Which way will I correct this child? That the child will not only remember the correction, but the child will not only remember the punishment, but the child will remember the correction. You are investing in your children by training them. Invest in the academics. Invest in the academics. Because the compassion of yourself, your husband, and your children makes the home. And when you invest in your children, you are making a good treasure in them. When they are young, help them to do assignments. Unfortunately, our young mothers, they don't have time for assignment these days. When you give children assignment to go take home, in the morning, they will quickly be doing it in the car. Even those that do it in the car are still better. Some will not even check the bag. They won't know whether there's anything for the children to prepare for the following day. Try and help them to do the assignment. Teach them at home. The school, the home, and the church are coming together to make a whole child. So let's try as much as possible to invest in the academics. Invest in the personal development of your children, particularly at the age when they are above secondary school. Try to make them something that God wants them to be from the foundation of the world. By praying for them, by advising them with godly advice, nurturing them the way they should go, there was something that was funny to me. Do I say funny or I'm blessed? When Heritage was growing, I told her, I said, I gave those distracting jobs away because of you. I had a bakery. I was involved into catering and poultry. Look at the three combinations. When I wake up early in the morning, I won't come out until night. But when I had Heritage and she was like 6 years, I knew it's very dangerous for me, particularly where my bakery was located. So I had to give it up. And I told her, I said, if every time you say, Mommy, thank you for the way you have brought me up, you should be preparing to bring your own children up better than what we have done for you. And now you are building a career where you will want to work in a World Bank. By the time you go out in the morning, you come back at night. What happened to your children? I said, but there's something you can do. You can lecture. Ha! Heritage said, over my dead body. I will not teach. I will not lecture. And I kept quiet. I started praying for her. By the time she starts her PhD, she decided herself, I'm going to lecture. A clap to the Almighty Father. She's working towards being a lecturer now. Planning to be like Professor Motade. Because you need to invest into your home. Invest into these children so that they will give you peace. And you will have pleasure and joy in your home. Let the man go out and come back in the night. You have time for them. Proverbs 31, verse 27 and 28. It says, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We will be up to the task. VIP. The V in the VIP is protect. Protect. If you value something, you want to protect that thing so that you don't lose it, isn't it? How do we protect our home? This takes us to the main text of the weekend. Titus 2, verse 3 to 5. How are we going to protect our home? Because of time, we will not be able to deal with the whole points on that chapter, on that text. But we are going to really talk about 4 and 5, mainly. It says, love your husband, love your children, be a good homemaker, be good, obey your husband. Before I go on to explain this, I want something to be in our mind. A foundation that is not well laid might destroy the house. If we don't lay the foundation of our home very well, and we allow it to break, you don't appreciate what you have. I have a friend. He has a car. And he will tell you all the time that my wife is really complaining about this car. And that my wife will tell me, go and see the car of your friends. And one day he was parking the car somewhere and I said, we didn't lock this car. I said, what is about the car? Just leave the car there. Who will take the car? And barely 1 month later, the car was stolen. And come and see how he was sweating looking for the car. And I said, I don't know that you will ever look for this car. You see, we Christians should not wait until we lose our home before we appreciate it. We should try as much as possible to protect it. When we talk about love your children, you need to love your children. You need to love your husband. And when you love your husband, there's one thing I want us to take very, very note of. Please open your Bible to Proverbs 31. Women, I'm advising us, including me, that we should try as much as possible to read part of Proverbs 31 every day. Please read it. Meditate on it. Even if it is a verse, there's nothing bad in it. Meditate on it and do what you have meditated on. Proverbs 31 verse 12. Proverbs 31 verse 12 says, "She does him good and not evil." In my own Bible, all the days of his life, that all was written in capital letter. All. Emphasizing all of his days. Now, I want to ask all women seated here. Even if you have a husband that we can give the award of the year, are all our husbands perfect? They are raw materials. But if you love them, if the Lord has given you the grace to be their friend, to be kind to them. I always use that word, that we need to be kind to them. If you are not kind to your husband, you can't love him. Because if he offends you, you likely not to want to prepare the breakfast. You likely not want to give in at night when he wants to take pleasure. Which means you don't really love. You are not kind. What you are doing is that, give me, I give you. And that is not the best for somebody that says, my home is my treasure. It's not good for somebody that says, I valued my home. He says, he does him good and not evil. There are so many things that we do that we don't know it amounts to evil. When you create problem at home, fighting at home, quarreling at home, trying to turn your children against your husband, you are doing him evil. He will want to leave the office. He will be thinking of what you are cooking at home, trouble that you are cooking at home. You are doing him evil. If you are going to do him good, as from today, I have a bucket of forgiveness behind you. Before he ever does anything, put it in that basket. I have forgiven you. Even before you do it, I have forgiven you. And you will see that you will have a clear mind, a right mind, to do him good and not evil. And verse 11 now says, because you are doing him evil all the days of your life, can we all read it together? Verse 11, Proverbs 31. Let's read it together. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. The man will be looking forward to come home. Because he knows that, yes, I'm not perfect. Yes, I'm not doing the right thing. Yes, I'm not making this woman right, happy. But this woman is managing me. And there will be a time that he too will go and think. And everything will be perfect at home. The scripture says, the heart of her husband safely trusts her. Not that you will give food and he will use 5 minutes to bless the food because you fought yesterday. Loving your children. Love them by being their best friend. That is all you can do. Be their best friend. When they are young, they ask questions. Don't shut them up. Parents like that. Keep quiet. You are making noise. You ask questions too much. They ask questions to know. Answer them. If you don't have anything, you are hiding. And answer them godly. I was carrying a child one day and the child slapped me. We went to a burial ceremony and I've seen the woman for a long time and we waited for a long time before we gave her. So I saw her. I said, oh, how are you, baby? And so even though she has been struggling with me that she wants to go down, I didn't allow her. She just slapped me. And the woman took the child and gave the child two dirty slaps before I could rush to her. I said, that's not the best way to correct her. Be her best friend. You should have explained to her, as little as she is, why she should not slap elderly people. If I were you, I would ask the child to come back to the person and say, I'm sorry. You have made impact. But slapping two times, you are telling the lady that vengeance is the right key. So when next in school, somebody slaps before the teacher will talk. That was what my mother did when I slapped somebody. Be your children's best friend. So that when they are growing up, if they have any challenge, they will be free to discuss with you and they will not go astray. If they choose somebody outside as their counselor, as their mother, they have gone. Be their best friend and discuss with them. Be good homemaker. We cannot say that more than that. Homemaker. Try as much as possible to take your home before work, business, career. Nobody is saying we should not look for money. If you don't look for money, if there's no money in the home, there's a problem. But it should not be the priority. It should not be, if I'm going for the money, I don't care about the home. Let's balance it. Let's try as much as possible not leaving the children for the housemaid, so that the housemaid will not come and inculcate that evil idea that he has brought into your home. And part of the homemaking is to make the home conducive for you, your husband, and the children. Be good. Be good and be kind. Because if you are good, you will be kind. Proverbs 31:26 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is law of kindness. If you have law of kindness in your tongue, you will not say something to your husband, and in years to come, he will be remembering. Some women will say some things and the man will be saying, I wore one akara that somebody helped me to sew. I was standing on that staircase. When she said, which means she was very, very not pleased with what you have said. So let your tongue be full of wisdom. And when you are bringing what is your tongue out, think about it. Is this kind to my husband? Is it kind to the children? Am I prophesying good concerning them? Because some people, when they are annoyed, they will call their children, you are foolish, you are stupid, you have anointed tongue, you have authority over them, and you are pronouncing negative confession concerning them. And the moment you do that, you invite the demons, that this is where you can live, and they will come into the home and start living there. My home, my treasure. Obey your husband. Philippians 5:22 says, wives, submit to your own husband as unto the Lord. Submit. Obedient. The way I understand it, with this almost 36 years of marriage, is that if I want to obey my husband, I will wait until he asks me to do something. Maybe grudgingly I will obey. But if I decide to submit voluntarily, you are my husband, the Bible says, and because I'm born again, I've decided that I will submit unto you. Even before you say it, I will not do anything until I discuss with you. Women, do you know that if you don't discuss with your husband under submission before you act, there are some things that you will go out and burn your fingers. And by the time you come back, you are on your own. Submit voluntarily. That shows that your home has become your treasure. Because everybody in the home look up unto the women. They look up unto you. Even if you don't know how to write or read, that doesn't mean anything. If you don't have any income, that doesn't mean anything. The Lord has created you to be the mother of the home. You mother the children, you mother your husband. Protecting your home. In rounding it off, we need to be a prayer woman. Everything in prayer. My husband offended me and I'm very, very annoyed. Go to pray. The heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord. He turned it wheresoever he wills. Tell God, go and speak to my husband. He has offended me. He thought he was right, but I knew he did wrong. Father, please touch the heart. You'll be surprised. Pray for the children, their future. Pray for yourself, for grace to be in good health. Because all we are saying, if you are not in good health, you are not able to think. You'll be touchy. Pray for yourself that the Lord God Almighty will give you right mind. I want to leave one thing with you. If the foundation be destroyed, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? There's nothing. There's nothing. But I'm telling you, even today you can correct it. You can try and go back to the foundation of your home. I've decided to make my home my treasure. I am going to make it right as from today. And you will see that you will have your home intact. I have an auntie who is very close to me. She lost her home. And when we were discussing, it was a pathetic stage. The husband was not behaving well. But this auntie has a very close friend, very, very close friend. He would discuss what was going on in the family, in the home. And together they would agree on what to do. It came to a time that this man came home. With the story of this auntie, you will know that this auntie liked nagging. She complains too much. And the husband is a quick-tempered man. So the two of them rub on each other. And when the man came in, and auntie said, he told him that even go and ask other men how they run their home. And the man just gave a slap. And he came to the friend. And the friend said, I think what we can do to make this man come back to his senses is for you to move out a little. And auntie agreed. And she moved out. Do you know that to move out is easy? To come back is not easy. It's not easy. Go and ask those people that have tried it to separate. Unless God has destined it, it will be a little bit difficult to come back. So she packed out. And within 3 months, the husband had another wife. Ask me, who was the wife? The best friend. Up till today. P- Protect your home. Keep the secret of the home. If you love your husband, if you take your home as your treasure, you don't leak the secret of the home to anybody except those that you have agreed together, husband and wife. This person should be our counselor. You don't joke with what is going on in the home. Even the progress of the children, you don't chat with it. Because you don't know those people that will enjoy it and pray for you or will affect you. My home, my treasure. Do you value your home? Do you take time to sacrifice to invest into your home? How managed have you been trying to protect the home despite all odds? Because all cannot be the bed of roses. Do we all remember that there is an eternal home where we should from now start to work towards to be a treasure to us? Make it a pleasure. Work towards it. Get into your Bible to know this is the manual to be able to make the home. And try to value the heavenly home. Try as much as possible to invest into your last home and protect everything that can make you to lose it. Can we bow our heart to pray while I will call the pastor to please come and bless women, that the Lord God Almighty will give us the grace to think right in all our endeavor.
You have a few minutes to pray before we round off. Lord, please help me to value my home. I think both men and women should pray about this. Whatever I need to invest in my home, please teach me. Let me be willing to sacrifice. Help me to protect my home, dear Lord. Please help me. Unless you help me, I cannot protect my home. If you are married yet and you hope to marry, can you ask, dear Lord, please give me a home, a marriage that I can treasure? Challenges in your home presently, Lord, please intervene. Please visit the foundation of my marriage. Please visit the foundation of my home. Do not allow it to crumble. At this time, can we commit our children into the hand of God? Their posterity, the future. Lord, unless you help me, I cannot take care of these ones. Lord, please take care of them. Make them to love you, to serve you, to bring glory to your name. Every wisdom I need, every financial resources I need to care for them, please give me in abundance. Can we start to thank the Lord for our home? Lord, thank you. From today, I treasure this home more than ever before. I thank you for giving me a good gift of a home. Shall be a blessing. My children surround my table. I will see my children's children. So says the Lord. Can we stand up as we round up? My home, my marriage shall be a blessing. My children surround my table. I will see my children's children. So
for the last time, the Lord, my marriage shall be a blessing.
My marriage shall be a blessing. My children surround my table. I will see my children's children. So says the Lord of hosts.
Father, we thank you for sending your word to us this morning. Concerning what should be our treasure. Your word has already told us that wherever our treasure is, that is where our heart shall be. Today you have reminded us that our home is supposed to be a treasure. It's supposed to be something we value, something we invest in, and something we protect. We pray, oh God, that the words that you have spoken to us today will continually dwell in our hearts. That, Lord, we will value what you have given us. We will invest in our home. By your grace, we will protect this home that the enemy will not steal our joy. Lord, we pray for those who do not have homes yet, who are willing to get married, that you will order their steps aright. That you grant them bone of their bone and flesh of their flesh. That no one will mischoose. No one will get married to a child of Belial. Lord, please help our young ones. And for those whose marriages are on a shaky foundation, it is about crumbling. Lord, where there has been a fault, where errors have been made, Lord, please have mercy. Lord, please forgive your children. And Lord, please restore the home. Lord, please restore the joy in the homes. Thank you, Eternal Father. We ask today that you remember single parents who, due to one reason or the other, the second partner is no longer available, and they have the responsibility of caring for their children, for their family alone. Lord, you are the help of the helpless. Lord, please send help from Zion. For them, please send help from Zion. Lord, with you, they can have synergy, they can have wisdom, they can have strength. Lord, please remember them. And we pray for our children that they will be taught of you. That great will be our peace. Today, Lord, we bless every woman in this congregation. Everyone who belongs to New Covenant Church Agori Center. Those who are present here today and those who are watching online and those who are not here for one reason or the other. Lord, please remember them. Lord, we ask that you will comfort every woman. Where they are hurting, where they have been failed, where they have been disappointed. Lord, please comfort them. Where they have made errors, please help them to change. We ask, oh God, for our women that their joy will be full. We pray that, Lord, you will strengthen them, that you grant them wisdom, their joy over their husband, over their marriages shall be full. Their joy over their children shall be full. Today we remember those who do not have their own biological children yet. We ask, if Eternal Father, you said no one will cast our young or be barren in our land. Lord, we take the opportunity of today to ask you, please open your book of remembrance to them. That this time next year, everyone that is here, or everyone who belongs to us, who is not here today, desirous of having their own biological children. You who honored you answered Elkanah and Hannah. You answered Abraham and Sarah. Lord, please answer them. Lord, please remember them. That this time of life, they will come with their own heritage to thank you and give praise to you. Once again, we thank you for this year's Covenant Women Weekend. Lord, we ask that, Lord, our women will increase. They will increase in wisdom, in stature, in favor with you and with man. And as we go today, for everyone, male, female, child, young and old, we ask that your blessing will be with us. And those who are watching us online, that the blessings of today will build their portion also. Thank you, dear Father.